भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम् Do you know where we are? Huh? In which chapter? 6:26. 16:26. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 16, Text 26. A description of Jambu Dweep, a market. It's prose, so I'll just read myself. Kuranga Kuvara Kusumba Vaikunta Trikuta Sisira Patanga Ruchaka Nisada Sinivasa Kapila Sanka Vaiduria Jarudi Hamsara Shabanaga Kalanjara Naradadayo Vimsati Girayo Mero Karnikaya Ivakeshara Bhuti Muladeshe Parito Upaklipta Koranga Kurara Kushumba. This is kind of long. I'll just say it. Kushumba Vaikuntra Chikuta Sisira Patanga Ruchaka Nisara Sinivasa Kapila Sanka Vaidurya Jaran Diham Sarashabanaga Kalanjara Narada. The names of mountains. Adaya and so on. Vimsati Giraya. 20 mountains. Mero of Sumeru Mountain. Karnikaya of the world of the lotus. Iva like. Kesharabhuta as filaments. Muladeshe at the base. Parita all around. Upaklipta arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. There are other mountains beautifully arranged around the foot of Mount Meru, like the filaments around the world of the lotus flower. Their names are Kuranga Kurara Kushuma Vaikunta Chikuta Sisira Patanga Ruchaka Nishara Sinivasa Kapila Sanka Vaidurya Charudi Hamsa Rishabhanaga Kulanjara and Narada. And there's no purport. I'm going to keep reading till we get to a purport. The next verse is text 27. Jatara Devakuta Merum Purvenastas Darayojana Sahasram Udu Gayatav Dvi Sahasram Pritu Sutungau Bhavata Evam Aparena Pavana Pariyatrao Dakshinena Kailasha Karavira Prag Ayutavevam Uttaratas Trishinga Makaro Vastavir Eta Paristognir Iva Paritas Chakati Kanchana Giri. Translation: on the eastern side of Sumeru Mountain are two mountains named Jatara and Devakuta, which extend to the north and south for 18,000 yojanas, 144,000 miles. Similarly, on the western side of Sumeru are two mountains named Pavana and Pariyatra, which also extend north and south for the same distance. On the southern side of Sumeru are two mountains named Kailash and Karavira, which extend east and west for 18,000 yojanas And on the northern side of Sumer, extending for the same distance, east and west, are two mountains named Trishinga and Makara. The width and height of all these mountains is 2,000 yojanas, 16,000 miles. Sumeru, a mountain of solid gold, shining as brilliantly as fire, is surrounded by these eight mountains. Text 28. Meror Murdani Bhagavata Atma Yoner Madhyasa Upakliptam Purim Ayuta Yojana Sahasrim Sama Chaturashram Satakaumbim Varanti. Translation. In the middle of the summit of Meru is the township of Lord Brahma. Each of its four sides is calculated to extend for 10 million yojanas, 80 million miles. It is made entirely of gold, and therefore learned scholars and sages call it Satakaumbhi. Text 29. Tam anuparito lokapalana astanam yatadisham yatarupam turiyamanena purastav upaklipta. Surrounding Brahmapuri in all directions are the residents of the eight principal governors of the planetary systems, beginning with King Indra. These abodes are similar to Brahmapuri, but are one-fourth the size. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur confirms that the township of Lord Brahma and the eight subordinate governors of the planetary systems, beginning with Indra, are mentioned in other Puranas. May Rao Navapuranishur Manovati Amaravati Tejovati Sumyamani Tatak Krishnangana Para Shranavati Gandavati Tatachanya Mahodaya Yasovati Chabrahmenda Vayadinam Yatakranam Kramam. Brahma's township is known as Manovati, and those of his assistants, such as Indra and Agni, are known as Amaravati, Tejovati, Samyamani, Krishnangana, Shradavati, Gandavati, Mayodaya, and Yashovati. Brahmapuri is situated in the middle, and the other eight Puris surround it in all directions. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fifth canto, 16th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled A Description of Jambudweep. And next is the descent of the river Ganges. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Rave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein the description of Brahmapuri, or the abode of Lord Brahma, is given. So many millions of miles of mountains of gold. Somewhere, Krishna book states, there's a mountain. Somewhere there's a body of water of liquor, somewhere there's a body of water of milk, somewhere there's a body of water of different sweet preparation, but somewhere there's also a body of water of salt water. And for human beings, as we mostly know, if you drink that salt water, pretty soon you will die. Sometimes people are stranded out in the ocean and they're starving and they're thirsty. So they drink the salt water, and as it is, the salt water is poison. Ultimately, they can't exist. Isn't it, Nrsimha? You're the master of water. What's the pH of salt water? Not good. So, somewhere there's an ocean of milk. Can you imagine? I suppose not too many vegans on that planet. You go swimming and you just broke your vow of veganism if you swallow any of the ocean water. What are the other oceans? Somewhere there's an ocean of ghee? Whoa. Another planet not for vegans. Ghee, milk, salt water, liquor. That's another type of planet. Oh, and honey. I think also the vegans don't like honey because it comes something to do with the bee. So therefore, also not a planet for vegans. So vegans can't go to all these planets. They can stay in the saltwater planet. We're thinking that this is the all-in-all, this saltwater planet. And we try our best to make a very comfortable situation. A little while ago, someone complained that your devotees, so-and-so and such, they have a little bit bitter attitude. And actually, when we heard Srila Prabhupada speak about this material world, Prabhupada gave a little bit, what they say, bitter presentation. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives a little bit bitter presentation, Dukkhaila Mashashvatam. He doesn't say the material world is a very nice place. Make a good comfort for yourself. See if you can be very comfortable and happy and stay here. On the contrary, Krishna says, Dukkhaila Mashashvatam. It's temporary and full of various types of miseries. First thing that's miserable is the ocean. Ocean made of salt water. You swallow that, it's terrible. It's sticky all over your skin. A little bit misery. Other planets, we can go and bathe in milk, and bathe in honey, and bathe in liquor. Of course, still the material world. In the spiritual world, one is bathing in ambrosia. Every step is a dance. The trees are desire trees, kalpa vriksha. Everything there is transcendental. But as long as we have these bodies, we're going to experience some bit of miserable condition. But our unfortunate life is that we try to become very happy and comfortable in this material world. I want to be very happy and comfortable in material life. This is our disease. Because this material world, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur said, is not a fit place for a gentleman or lady. And he went on to say one has to do one's business and get out. Just like we go to the bathroom, we don't make, of course some people do, but we try in our homes not to make a very comfortable place in the bathroom so that we could stay there for hours and hours. One does one's business, especially go to India. You do your business and you run as fast as you can. So that's this material world. We do our business and get out. The great saint, Acharya, Yamunacharya, his attitude was considered a little bit bitter towards material life, but totally transcendental. He said, whenever I think of my past activities in sense gratification, I spit at the thought. He is our acharya. He's one of our acharyas. Bhaktisiddhanta said, do your business and get out because this material world is not a fit place for a gentleman. So, what is the business that we have to do? We're spending our time trying to become comfortable, making a living. doing whatever is necessary to maintain a nice, comfortable situation. That's our disease. But our real business in this material world, as given by the predecessor acharyas, is to engage in Krishna consciousness. One has to think of the instructions of Krishna, be absorbed in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and engage in the seva of Lord Krishna. We are spirit souls, part and parcel of the Supreme. This body is temporary, dukkhayalam ashashvatam. But as souls, we are meant to engage constantly in the service of the Supreme Soul. Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavatam sevaya. Eternally engage in divine activities. Rishabh also, he told his sons, Nayam deho deha bhajan riloke kastan karman arhate bidbujam jay tapo divyam putraka yena sadyam sudyayasmat brahmasokyam tvanantam. Now that you've achieved this human form, Rishabh told his sons, which is very rarely achieved. 8,400,000 species, only 400,000 species of human life. Now that you've achieved this human form of life, Nayam deho deha bhajan riloke kastan karmanahate bidbujamye, don't waste it living like hogs and dogs, eating terrible, nasty things, engaged in terrible, nasty activities. Don't tapo divyam putrakayena sadyam, but engage in tapo divyam, in transcendental tapasya. Lord Brahma, he came from the what was it, lotus petal that was atop the navel of Lord Vishnu, Karnadakshai Vishnu, and he heard the syllable, two syllables, tapa. Tapo divyam putrakayena sadyam, to perform austerity and penance. This human form of life means we perform austerity and penance. It's not meant for enjoying to the utmost, but the acharyas teach us vacho vegam, manasakrota vegam, jiva vegam, udra pasta vegam. The vegam means the pushing. I always thought it was interesting. Las vegam, the place of pushing. Vacho vegam, manasakrota vegam, jiva vegam, udra pasta, Las Vegas. That's the place. It's Sanskrit name. I don't know what it means in Spanish. Anyone knows Vegas? Huh? Play games. Same thing. Vega. Vacha vegam, the pushing of the tongue. Manasakrota vega, the pushing of the anger and the mind. Jiva vegam, vacha vegam, the pushing of speech. Manasakrota vegam, the pushing of the mind, the pushing of anger. Jiva vegam, the pushing of the tongue. Udrapasta vegam, the pushing of the belly and genitals. One time, Rita Ananda Maharaj was at the Ganga many years ago. And I always remember when he said this because I thought that this was extremely Krishna conscious. He said that there's pushing in a straight line. First, there's pushing on the tongue. So one eats too much, talking all nonsense, eating all nonsense. Then pushing on the belly in a straight line. From pushing on the belly, it goes pushing on the genital. And at that time, he said, even a rooster looks good. I didn't make that up. That was Redine on the Marsh. In a straight line, all the pushing is there. So the acharyas tell us, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada tells us, Vacha Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Urapasta Vegam. Etang Vegam, Yovisa Heta Diran, Sarvam, Apimam, Pativim, Sisisyat. That one can take sisya or disciples if one can tolerate all these urges. That this human form of life means to tolerate the urges of the tongue, the belly, etc. And engage in divine transcendental activities. Then one may say, so what are those divine transcendental activities? Sometimes we read different books that come from India or even from different Vaishnavas of the tradition of Vaishnavism. But actually our sampradaya isn't that wide open. It's not that we just do what's Indian. And if you do Indian, in the yoga world today it's very popular to do Indian things, wear Indian clothes, speak like India, but we're not about India or any country. We are what is called Prabhupada Nugas. There's a word, Rupanuga, Varayate, means the followers of Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. And we are Prabhupada Anugas. If Prabhupada had come from Thailand or Japan or any country or culture, we would accept. But we're not attached to that country. Prabhupada was not of any place. They asked Srila Prabhupada, that, where are you coming from? Where were you from? I forget the exact time they asked. And he said, oh, I'm from Vaikuntha. Prabhupada was not of this material world. And we are Prabhupada Anugas. Prabhupada says to chant the Jai Om prayers like this. We chant like Prabhupada chants the Jai Om prayers. Prabhupada said, we heard the other day from nice devotee, that old devotee that was here 40 years ago. What was his name? Nanda Kumar. That Prabhupada said, play mridanga, you play mridanga, pick it up and play in kirtan. Don't have to go to college, don't have to go to Ali Akbar School of Music to learn how to play tablas and mridanga. You play the beats like Prabhupada plays the beat. We are Prabhupada Anugas. We are not India Anuga. Prabhupada taught us how to play kartals. Rasesa, you learned to play mridanga directly from kirtan. Did you go to Ali Akbar school? You want to go? I can enroll you. He plays perfect mridanga, keeps better beats than any so-called musician, and he never went to one class. He played in the kirtan. Like Prabhupada said, because he's Prabhupada Anuga. Prabhupada said to play kartals like this, to chant like this. That's how we do it. We don't have to sing in some way like, what do you call, the cinema. Prabhupada says we don't sing like cinema songs. One time, we were there in the room in 1977. One devotee of Prabhupada was chanting. And Prabhupada asked the devotees there in the room, who is that Rakshasa? He's thinking my voice is so pretty. We were stunned. He was a good singer. But Prabhupada said, who is that Rakshasa? He's thinking my voice is so pretty. Another time we were there with a very powerful kirtan leader. He sang so nice and had sing-songy tunes, and there was a whole time thing we were doing from the Midwest that we learned how to do. And there was different competitions for kirtan. So this Prabhuji went up in front of Prabhupada to lead Guru Puja in Mayapur 1976. Prabhupada stopped the kirtan before we even got through the Chakshu Nana Dila Jay. Anyone that was there remembers. You were there? True story? And he asked one sannyasi who leads a very bland, simple, I think it was Trivikram, if I'm not mistaken, to come and lead. Prabhupada stopped the kirtan. In Chicago, in 1976, I think, were you there, Prabhu? When they installed the Radha-Damodar deity, the Gornitai deities? So all the Radha-Damodar boys were there, we were there, part of the party. And everyone started dancing and doing this thing where you twirl. And kind of, it was like, they didn't even have it in 76, but there was a Vaishnav mosh pit. I don't think that mosh pit came in like 90s or something. But they were already bouncing off each other. Prabhupada stopped the kirtan and said, this is not how we dance. We dance like Lord Chaitanya back and forth, 1 foot at a time, and jumping. Prabhupada showed how to dance. Stop the swinging and bumping and getting crazy. We thought we would please Prabhupada. I was also spinning and bumping and jumping and twirling and thought that this was right out of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada stopped it. So we are Prabhupada Anuga. Prabhupada taught us how to dance. That's how we dance. Prabhupada taught us how to play mridanga and kartals. We play like Prabhupada taught us. We don't have to speculate. On Sunday in the class, no, yesterday in the class, Prabhupada said, no adulteration. I'm presenting Bhagavad Gita without any adulteration. So if we know, we don't have to speculate. Just sing like Srila Prabhupada taught us to sing. Sing nice for Krishna. You don't have to scream in the kirtan. Krishna hears you. He hears your heart. Sing nice and blend in. That's how Prabhupada taught us. We don't have to sing some kind of operatic voice, but a simple kirtan with great love and devotion. So we are Prabhupada Anugas, means that we are followers of Srila Prabhupada foremost. We quote Srila Prabhupada, we quote from Prabhupada's books. We don't have to go. Prabhupada said it's not necessary to go to any other literature or to read any other books besides his books. He said that when you put Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita on your bookshelf, all nonsense books will go away. I had personal experience in my college days. I got one book, then another book, then another book, and pretty soon I took all my college books off the bookshelf and put them near the garbage or in the garbage, and only Prabhupada's books. Of course, my grades in school were not going very well, but I was studying every morning the Bhagavad Gita and comparing Bhagavad Gita by Srila Prabhupada and Bhagavad Gita by Nikhilananda of the Vedanta tradition, and seeing where is the difference and why Vaishnavism, why Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita is more direct and more important. So this is our business. Do our business and get out means we follow Srila Prabhupada. Do our business doesn't mean that we become an Indian or become a Paki or become a Japanese. Prabhupada even coined the phrase the American Krishnas. I think Tamal Krishna Maharaj coined the phrase the Texas Krishnas in the mood of Srila Prabhupada. We are Prabhupada Anuga first. We follow his teachings. We read his books. We do as Srila Prabhupada said, without adulteration. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it says, sometimes we repeat this, that Krishna consciousness means, following the lotus feet of the Guru means, without adulteration, without amendment, and without addition. Prabhupada says this in third canto of Bhagavatam. Without adulteration, without amendment, and without addition. We follow the order of the spiritual master and repeat what he has said. And similarly, in the class on Monday, yesterday, Prabhupada says, without adulteration, I haven't adulterated anything. He said, you too can become if you don't adulterate, Prabhupada said yesterday. So this is our business. Prabhupada has given us this Krishna consciousness. If we take to it very seriously, we can become comfortable. Our comfort is our sadhana. We try to become comfortable by getting a nice house and a nice situation in this material world, but real comfort is our sadhana, Krishna katha. Having a really wonderful sadhana, just like these boys that are traveling on the road, they come back and we can see that they've made so much advancement. They're fixed in consciousness because they're taking chanting and sadhana bhakti, they're taking their practice, their morning sadhana very serious. It's their only shelter. There's nowhere to stay in a van on top of books. They're not eating the best of foods. They're probably eating cream cheese and dates or some oatmeal. But their comfort is the holy names. Their comfort is reading Prabhupada's books. Their comfort is their service. So this is our business. Become comfortable in Krishna consciousness by taking shelter of Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's service. That's our real comfort, by being absorbed 100% in his service and our sadhana, and giving the opportunity as much as possible to everyone that we come in contact with. More and more. Give them the opportunity to see the comfort of Krishna consciousness. The situation of joyfulness of Krishna conscious persons in comparison to persons that are trying to experience joy within this material world. And that's not a bitter outlook. We may be bitter about material life, but if we're not a little bitter and we think material life is good, then our spiritual advancement will be very slow. Is healthy, one has to be a little, feel some distaste for this material life. What's that verse by Rishabhdev? Ato griha kshetra, as Prahlad Maharaj. Ato griha kshetra sitapti vitaya, janasya moho yam, aham mameti. Land, wealth, sons, wife, country, and ultimately, aham mameti. I am this body. If we're not bitter about I am this body. Because if this is it, what I've been going through the last month, I have a right to be bitter. This body is deteriorating like a railroad train. So we have to be a little bitter that the bodily concept of life is a bitter taste anyway. And on the other side, great spiritual taste for sadhana bhakti, hearing and chanting. And the more we become absorbed in our sadhana and our service, then we become very satisfied and distant from the material concept of life. Any quick question? Yes, sir, Prabhuji. I'll repeat what you say if they don't have. That wasn't working before. Rabindranath says we mentioned about dancing in the temple. Mentioned the Swami step on foot. Jumping up and down.
But what about sometimes we see the devotees, they go back and forth like this in front of the deities?
I think we'd have to consult. I know Chaitanya Charitamrita, they did like that. I don't think it was the back and forth that Prabhupada stopped. Maybe Archita can help. But Prabhupada stopped the bumping and the insane spinning that we were trying to imitate. I don't know about back and forth seems to be... I don't think Prabhupada stopped the back and forth. Because in Mayapur, Prabhupada danced with the devotees all around the Chandradaya Mandir. We'd go all around that area with Srila Prabhupada dancing, jumping. And of course in Rath Yatra, you go a little forward, maybe you go a little back. I think it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think this is in terms of the bumping and kind of crazy dancing. But Archita can tell us. He was also there. Archita?
Oh, I just had another question. What do you think it was about the singing that he was objecting to that he stopped? I mean, exactly.
Why did Prabhupada stop?
The singing.
I think because it was too showy. In my estimation, we were right next to the singer, and we were doing Sankirtan in his temple, and we admired him greatly. And Prabhupada stopped the kirtan. We were a little stunned, and when we brahmacharis talked about it, we thought that Prabhupada wanted just simple, straightforward kirtan, nothing too showy.
What is showy? I don't understand.
We'll show you upstairs. I can do some showy stuff. I think it's we're not Elvis Presley or Mick Jagger type kirtan. It's just simple, plain kirtan. Sing nice from the heart, but what's that lady who was the big singer who died? Janis Joplin. I think we don't have to imitate Janis Joplin or all our rock stars or modern day stars, that we sing simple. We're not crooners. Like what's this Blue Eyes, Old Blue Eyes, the boss? Frank Sinatra. We don't have to sing kirtan isn't Frank Sinatra type kirtan. Maybe you can sing like that, but for kirtan, we should keep it from the heart, devotional. Archita Prabhu.
Srila Prabhupada, in 76, you were there in the same year, they used to have these kirtan competitions at the Mayapur Festival.
Right.
And Prabhupada was not enamored of that at all. Prabhupada said that we are chanting for the pleasure of Krishna. This is the point that Prabhupada is trying to instill in us, that we're chanting for the pleasure of the deities, for Krishna, not for our own aggrandizement, not to make ourselves famous or popular or whatever.
Right.
And that's what Prabhupada is trying to stamp out, because it's our natural tendency as conditioned souls to want to put me first. I am leading the kirtan. I am wonderful. And Prabhupada wanted to stop that tendency. I've even been informed that Prabhupada did not like this Nitai Gaur Hari Bo, which we are all chanting nowadays.
Ever?
Ever. Prabhupada didn't like it at all. He said, you can chant your Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, I'll chant Hare Krishna. Because that was something we picked up in Bengal. This Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Prabhupada didn't like it. So if we really get into the nitty-gritty of what Prophet wanted and didn't want, we would totally refine our conscience. But in terms of dancing, again, Prophet, it's common sense. Prophet didn't want us to be wild and make ourselves the center of attention. We come to dance for the pleasure of the deities. But Prophet himself did get what would be considered wild, for just like dancing in that London Rath Yatra. Even here in this temple room, some devotees remember, I wasn't there at the point, but I remember we used to jump so high. I mean, I used to play basketball, so I used to jump pretty
high. Jumping is good.
One day Prophet was jumping, and the devotees wondered, what is Prophet doing up here? He's so short. He's not supposed to be up here. He was jumping high with the devotees. So, you know, you can't limit, you can't say put an absolute limit on expression, but at the same time, it has to be, the point is, you're here to dance and sing for the pleasure of the deities, not to make yourself the center of attention.
Prabhupada in Mayapur, every day, and I think it was the 75 festival, devotees would go on the outside around the Vyasa-san and around the deities. There's a little parikrama. And Prabhupada would go in the circle with the devotees, and when he'd get to the bell, Prabhupada would stop and ring the bell and go to the devotees to jump, jump, jump. And the sannyasis were jumping really high, competing for Prabhupada's pleasure. And we were all dancing very high. But I think what I was trying to say is that we dance like Prabhupada taught us to dance. We don't dance like some wild men or roll on the floor. True to Karma Prabhu. Well, Prabhupada taught us to play kartals. Kartals is chink, 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 is nice kartals. Not something that we look at and make up and do whatever we like because we've got these two brass things in our hands, but something that's standard. Prabhupada standardized mridanga playing. Prabhupada standardized kirtan. So we try to follow that as Prabhupada Anugas. You don't agree? Judhakarma is opening the kartal school of Los Angeles. He's going to teach some new beats. Okay, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.